dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
New underwear and jeans.
Shit my pants. I think we're...
What the fuck is going on here?
Got caught up in my own gym mat.
Yeah, dude.
I should work out more.
Yeah.
What's happening, homeboy?
Man, just living the dream. Little hungover from last night. Little exhausted. Little penis.
Yeah, that was a good night. What? Little penis. Well, let's start with the penis. We'll work our way backward. How's that? Last night, episode 62, by the way.
Yeah.
Welcome. One week before Halloween.
Old Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Pull your pants down, scary. Yeah. That's what kind of scary we're talking about.
Sexy Halloween costumes right around the corner. I just sent you a news article, actually.
That's right. I'm a sexy Mike Pence.
Yeah.
That's what mine is.
There's one on the little link I just sent you.
Yeah.
That made me die laughing. And that's why I sent it to you, just from the one that I saw on there.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let me look it up while we're doing that.
Let's see if you could think of, you could pick out which one it was.
All right, here they are. Well, it's on Yahoo, so yeah. It's not Bing.
It's no Bing.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's not the... So it's a link to a bunch of stories. One first one's 2 decades later, massive shopping mall. Not that one. I'm extremely unwell. Elton John postpones Indianapolis
farewell. Dude, what do you just went to Yahoo.
That's what it sent me to.
What?
This is the link you sent
me.
No,
that's not possible.
Hang on. Wait.
That's not
fans possible. Cry foul over racy Halloween costume?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay. Let me keep going. Actress shamed for giving for going to party after giving birth. Who is that?
Oh, she was on like Pretty Little Liars. She went to Drake's birthday party or something like a week after having a baby.
With the umbilical cord still coming out?
Yeah, it was, you know.
It's Drake.
She was wearing those post-birth pads.
Yeah.
You know, like the biker shorts.
Yeah.
That have like... They have, like, linings in them for super absorbent materials.
Oozguard.
Yeah, Oozguard 2000. Yeah.
All right, let me go back. Doctor infects a woman. Actress shamed. All right, racy. This girl looks like, what's her name?
What? I don't know.
Halloween 2019's most controversial costume ideas, from Miss Impeachment to Child Brides. Yes.
Yeah. That's a little kid's costume, Child Brides. It's really not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's just a wedding gown for a kid.
Kmart remove child bride costume. Who wrote this? Jesus Christ.
I like to write someone who shops at Kmart.
Ask Kmart to remove the child bride costume. No way. Whoa. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Sexy Fred Rogers indeed.
Yeah, keep going though.
That's where there's I want to go. The neighborhood I want to go in.
This is a better one.
Inmate?
Nope.
It's Demi Lovato right there.
It
right?
Looks like Demi Lovato, except she's not as fat.
She's a big girl. Fake news?
Nope, keep going.
That's good. Fake news for men. Is that a bird watcher? Border patrol costume. That one?
Nope.
There's no other ones.
What?
Yeah. Border patrol?
No.
Okay. Fake news guy. You sure? Fake news girl?
No.
Inmate number 7?
Nope.
Oh, sexy Bob Ross. I thought that was an ad. Sexy Bob.
Sexy Bob Ross.
Sexy Bob Ross. Is that a monkey on his shoulder?
I don't know what it is, but I mean.
I tell you what, look at the butt cheeks.
I know.
It's disturbing.
Yeah, it's disturbingly great. I mean, just regular Bob Ross is sexy.
Regular Bob Ross is pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, it's a woman's costume. Called Sexy Bob Ross, and it's pretty much just an afro and then booty shorts.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
yeah.
It's disturbing.
Yeah.
I love
she
it.
She could paint a happy little tree over on.
She. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. From my root.
Don't forget.
To the tippity top.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Are you dressing up for Halloween?
No.
Are you taking the kids out?
Of course.
You're anti dress up for Halloween, aren't you? You're one of those guys.
I'm anti? No. I used to love scaring kids who would come up for candy and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. One time a girl came up and I was like hiding in the shadows and she goes, "Mommy." And I laughed so hard. But yeah, that's right. You little shit. You'd be scared. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Probably shouldn't have been naked, but you know, hey, it was my costume. It was a birthday suit. I was the New Year's baby.
Were you really? No, you weren't. Costume. Baby New Year?
Yep.
That's a good one.
Just nude.
Just
nude and rude.
Flat out nude.
Just flaccid nude.
I was Travolta from Pulp Fiction last year.
Yeah.
I looked like a skeleton. I looked like a dead person. Yeah. I looked like Travolta if he overdosed on heroin and they left him in a just in a bathtub like for a week.
Decomposing.
Yeah.
I get it.
Crypt Keeper with long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want me to keep going?
Yeah. What else?
Nah, that's it.
Skeletor.
That's about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool Skeletor.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bolo tie. Yeah.
Hip heroin Skeletor.
Mm.
Yeah. Good didn't times. You win a dance contest too?
No.
Oh.
Wait. Did I? I don't know. I'll have to listen back to the episodes and remember what I said.
Yeah. See.
I didn't even go. I've been kidding the whole time.
Oh my goodness.
I don't have friends. That's so true. Last night, you're a little hungover.
Yes.
You're a little gay.
That's Mark Norman.
Mark Norman, best one ever.
Yeah.
You went where?
We went to a comedy show.
That's right. We got the whole gang together.
Almost the whole gang, but most of the gang.
Most of the gang, save for one.
Yes.
Mrs. Shaky couldn't make it out.
Nope.
Big dance.
Too busy. Yeah, she's too busy dancing or shaking a groove thing.
That's right. With a bunch of sixth graders.
Man, that seems more like your
deal. I was right up my alley.
Yeah.
I got bumped.
Yeah.
I got bumped big time.
Yeah. No, you got restraining orders.
Yeah. 300 yards away.
Yes. So, we went and we saw Dane Cook. We planned this months ago. You bought the tickets way in advance because, you know, they were going to sell out and stuff. So
that's quick. Right. Yeah. I got them in like April.
Yes.
In fact, I think they went on sale in about March. A lot of pressure, a lot of internal pressure to go get those Dane Cook tickets. And boy, did he disappoint. Boy, oh boy, oh.
Man.
What a night. So I had an extra ticket because the missus was not able to go, right? Yes. So it's 14 Finches was there.
Texas Pharmacy Consultants was there.
For all your graphic design needs.
Yes.
Texas Pharmacy Consulting.
We'll let you look at our butthole.
None of that happened last night, but they were there. And then we had NJ2TX.
Yep.
He was there, or your fave listener.
Yep.
And that was it, right?
Yes.
And you and me.
Yep.
And then one minus one ticket. So we went out and grabbed something to eat beforehand. And we need to circle back to that story too. The texts that were coming in fast and furious.
Yes.
So head over to the show and I've got one ticket. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to sell this to a scalper. Not a scalper to be found. Dane Cook, not exactly tearing the cover off the ball with the ticket sales.
Yeah.
So I found a homeless guy. Who was looking for tickets, went up to him and said, how much? And he said, well, how many tickets do you have? I said, one. He said, no, thank you. And turned and started walking away. I was like, whoa, wait a second. Nothing? And he's like, I don't know. Like, I guess I could give you $10 for it. And I was like, I'll take 25. And he just turns and starts walking away again. Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'll take $10.
I'll take the hit.
And he just took two crumpled fives he was probably going to use to buy crank.
Ooh.
And just handed it right over.
Man, that's a good movie. I understand why he would pay $10 for it.
I lost
a little Jason Statham action.
I lost 500%. Crank?
Yeah.
I never saw that one.
What?
Are you a Stathamite?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Crank is a good one.
Is it?
Crank is the one where he has to keep his heart beating fast or he'll die.
Yeah.
And so he's doing like blow and trying to find like meth and trying to find things to keep him. Like he's banging. He's trying
anything really?
To keep his heart
beating. Oh, I thought it was fast. All like... Like, he had to keep his adrenaline going.
Yeah.
So he's like an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah. Well, it's only because he was going to die if he didn't, because he was poisoned. Chev Chelios. That's his name in the movie.
Chev Chelios. That's awful. Do you remember that Smack My Bitch Up video? Yeah,
Prodigy.
Yeah. And the first time you saw it, and at the very end, you were like, oh, it's a chick. And it was so sexy.
Yeah.
Like, because she was making out with dudes.
Yeah.
There's another movie like that. Isn't it like Hardcore Harry?
Hardcore Harry,
isn't that like a that's the like first your first person thing?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just did 3 degrees of separation there.
Yeah. There's another thing called hardcore porn.
No, never heard of it.
So, anyways, let's circle back to Dane Cook.
Heather. We went to so we sold the ticket. We get in for the place says it starts at 7:30, but they waited until 8 because no one showed up at 7:30.
Yeah.
Place was fucking empty.
Yeah. I'd say it was less than half.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess it eventually filled out, right?
I got to assume that they were just, they had guys on the streets like, hey, come on, $5.
Yeah,
let's just
get
in.
Barkers. Yeah. Yeah. Dane was probably on the street like, hey, come on out.
Yeah, please. What's... I was in Good Luck Chuck. Yeah.
So, I just thought of that. Can you imagine? So, all right. The kid that opens is mediocre at best. Some opener that he brought with him. His name's Matt something, right?
Yeah.
Matt Rife.
Yeah.
Matt Rife. Yeah, that was Matt his Rife. Name. Not terrible.
Yeah.
Great, like really good open mic headliner. Giving the hosting job of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, who the fuck are we to say anything about anybody?
Oh, you
know?
Are you about to? Yeah, you but feel bad. We shouldn't.
No,
we shouldn't
I'm
that.
Just saying, like, you know.
No, he's a funny guy, yeah. But he's
super young.
His whole thing was, I'm a millennial, but yeah. But people who are 2 years younger than me are the worst.
Yeah,
that was his whole thing.
Come on, guy.
I'm 24. You know,
yeah.
He was pumping out some diamond push-ups behind. You know, right when we walked out there. Yeah.
And he had like a ghetto white boy voice.
Was so annoying.
Yeah, he sounded like like what's his face.
Like Seth Green from Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah, yeah, that was yeah, yeah. This guy's looking to knock the boots.
he kept falling out of that, and then he would have to go back into it because it's part of his persona. But anyway, he was okay. He had some okay jokes. But then, surprise, surprise, Eric Griffin comes out.
Yeah,
as the middle.
Yeah,
he's middling.
He should have closed out that show.
Destroyed.
Yeah,
he destroyed the place.
He fucking flamed through the whole place.
It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
His last joke.
Yeah.
When he was talking about disabled people.
Yeah. Delivering groceries. Yeah. He's sitting in a chair like he's in a wheelchair. Because they're talking about.
Like he's a paraplegic.
Deliver water. He was like Stephen Hawking. I can do it. it was really funny.
His stomach hurts just thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh man, his opening thing was because that kid had just been on there talking about old people and him being young, and so he goes, "You're a fucking young piece of shit, handsome motherfucker!" Like he was hating on him, so that was fun. I liked it.
That was great.
Yeah,
that was a surprise.
It was.
That was a big surprise, and then your boy Dane came out and just laid a big old egg.
Oh man!
Right on a big old DM turd right on the stage.
It was
actually I guess it wasn't terrible. Everybody else was laughing. We were not laughing.
I don't know, man. Well, it threw me off when he said he was a welfare kid from Boston. I was like,
because you know he's not a welfare kid from Boston.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It just I'm like, ugh, you gotta say that. And then he did a 20-25 minute opening bit.
Yeah.
Just talking about his DMs.
Halftime. Yeah. It was actually it was about a stalker.
Yeah.
But it was about her DMing him.
Yeah.
And he never, I don't know. Is it me that I'm old where I don't give a fuck about DM? Like, I don't want to hear you say DM again.
Yeah. He said it 13, 14 times.
Right.
And then I got another DM. And
then I got
this is what that DM said.
Then I got a BM.
Yeah. You should change it to BM.
By the way, this is 13 minutes of us complaining about Dane Cook. But yeah, we left.
We left early. Yeah.
Poor 14 Finches. We just absolutely all took off on his wife. Everybody left that row except for her.
Yeah. Well,
she should have left too.
Yeah, I mean, 14 Finches was the lead in getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, get me out of here.
He totally was.
Yeah.
Got up and left. And TPC's wife was talking as if she was in a tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
She was yelling.
With my wife.
Across the hall to somebody.
They were sitting
so
next to each other.
So fucking loud.
Full volume conversation. Exactly. His pants. Look at his pants. He's wearing girl pants.
And everybody would get up and go get beers. And the two people.
They hated us.
Yeah. The only one who was worse was two rows back, that chick who was sitting in that folding chair.
Yeah, cackling.
Pissing herself.
Yeah.
I mean, literally pissing herself. It was just raining down on everybody.
Yeah.
It was not good. It was not a great show by the old DC. He's had better ones.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple decades ago.
What else was he in? Good Luck Chuck.
Employee of the Month.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he was dating her for a while.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Jessica Simpson?
I don't know. Sounds good.
He probably banged her.
He's a weird looking guy.
He's definitely gotten plastic surgery.
He's a weird looking dude. He's got a big head. I never realized how.
I think he doesn't look as weird as he used to. I think his head is gigantic. Yeah. And he's kind of, you know, he's thickened up a little bit.
He has thickened up. Yeah. He was tugging at his shirt like nobody's business. Yeah, you see that?
Yeah. It's like, I'm not fat. You're fat.
Yeah.
But
he's successful and we're not. So what are we fucking talking about over here?
But when he kicked those people out, man.
Oh.
That was fucked up.
There were two people who were. Had paid good ass money, yeah, most likely.
Front row or second row?
The second row back, yeah. And the wife was probably had a couple of rosés in her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Older. They look, you know, easily in mid fifties or something. Probably. What do you think? Because the other guy was great. Raises her hand for some reason. She's tipsy.
He had asked because he was doing a bit about porn. In porn categories, he's like, "What other kind of porn categories are there?"
Oh, that's right.
So she raises her fucking hand because. She knows gaping is one of the good ones.
She's into it.
Yeah. And he's like...
She's no dummy.
Yeah. So, you know, he points to her and he's like, what are you raising your hand for? She's like, you asked a fucking question.
Yeah.
What do you expect? And so she's like, no, my husband, he, you know... And he's like, you know what? Yeah, you can get them out of here. And he just kicks them out.
Tossed him. Totally just tossed him.
And then tossed other people after that.
Yeah. He was like, man, all kinds of people are getting thrown out of here. It's like, you're throwing people out of the building. What do you expect?
It's ridiculous.
Screw. Man, I still wish I could
You still fit wish you
fucking
had a
3,000 people in a friggin' room.
Yeah.
When are you doing open mic again? That's the question.
I signed up again for...
Did you?
What's it called?
Velveeta Room. Velveeta or Cap Room. City?
I didn't do Cap City this week.
Oh.
But I did Velveeta Room.
Really?
Yeah.
And nothing. That place does not like you.
But I put it back in again.
Yeah.
For next week. So we'll see. Yeah, for next week.
I can't. It boggles the mind that they put on like 30 people.
Yeah.
And you never get on.
Never get on.
Have you ever like done a comparison to see if the same people get on every week?
Yes.
You download the names? I would start downloading. I'd spreadsheet that bitch.
Yeah.
I'd go Excel file all up in this piece.
Damn.
Little VLOOKUP.
Analytics?
I'd go VLOOKUP on that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a control.
Yeah.
Control C, control V.
No, it's like a function.
Oh, control F for find.
Equals VLOOKUP.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. If, then, false, bam.
Oh,
getcha.
Damn. You're doing formulas and pivot tables and all that shit.
Shout out to my Excel peeps.
So before we went to the show, we were all sitting down for dinner, and Will over here is getting text messages from an admirer.
I had a secret admirer.
Been texting you for a long time. About a week?
No. No Longer? Way. Since ACL.
Oh, really?
So, let's rewind about 3 weeks. It's got to be 3 weeks now. Yeah, about 3 weeks. ACL Friday night, Saturday morning, I get a text. Hey, great meeting you. Hope we can hang out again soon. The Saturday after ACL. Now, we had a show that we got eventually fired from B.E. Riley's, right?
Yep.
We had a show the previous Sunday, and we had one the next day. So I get this text, great meeting you, hope we can hang out. I'm like, is this somebody like, how the fuck, I was at ACL last night. Who is this person?
Yeah.
So I didn't answer it because I'm like, I don't know who the fuck this is. Maybe it's just a random thing. Get a text the next week. Was it 2 weeks later? It was 2 weeks later because we got fired. Got a text the next week. Fired from B. Riley's. That's my flagpole now. And it was Go Jets, LOL. And so then I was like, who the fuck is texting me?
Yeah.
And so we started going back and forth like every couple of days.
Yeah.
I was like, obviously you're a person who is a bad judge of character. If you like the Jets, blah, blah, blah. Kept going after it. Here, actually, let me find the text. Like back and forth, trying to figure out who the fuck is this person. And hang on for a second. Here it is. Oh, I even got one this morning too. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know this number. And then after the game, I was like, after the game had happened 2 days later, I'm like, I gotta know who the fuck this person is.
So I'm going to throw something out there. And I regurgitated the score of the Jets game. It was like pass 33, Jets 0. And then later that day, when are you headed back to BD Riley's? So I was like, all right, here's a little hint. Here's a little, definitely someone from BD Riley's, right? Yeah. And then it said, the new guy's horrible and definitely not as cute. So I'm like, who the fuck, who could this be? So that's when, was that when I started texting you? And like, oh no, I called you and I was like, did you get my fucking phone number out to somebody?
You texted me like, did you get my phone number? I'm like, no.
Yeah. Let's see. Basically going back and forth. I'm trying to fit like, who are you? Where, you know, blah, 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 blah. I asked this person to be like, hey, who are you? Maybe you were tipsy from the BD Riley's commentary. I'll reveal myself in more than one way to you, but only after my butt stops hurting. And then I just basically said, say no more. I figured it out. Father Balcom, how have you been? Something like that. Later that night, the text is, wow, I've been waiting for a response to this, but I can't stop thinking about it. So you wouldn't question the type of girl who would, quote, reveal herself to you after just a brief meeting or two? It was just a joke, but the no response makes me think that you think I'm serious. Sorry. And I was like, what in the fuck?
What's
like,
happening?
This is fucking crazy.
I like it.
So we go back and forth, and I said, I thought you had something more profound to reveal, like you were secretly a Nickelback fan or something like that. And then said, how did you get this number? And it was BD Riley's. I'm a BD Riley's regular. I asked Steve for it. So deeper down this trail, like this person, like Steve was the guy who hired us at BD Riley's.
Yes.
So I'm like, all right, this person knows Steve, got my number from Steve, is handing out my number to random chicks. You know, what the fuck? And so, okay, so now we're getting closer. Okay, if you're a regular, where's your normal spot? We had a brief meeting or two. What did we chat about? And then I get the text, oh, honey bear, don't be so skittish. Just a couple of one-liners while you're doing commentary. The new guy isn't nearly as funny. And that was the one where I was like, no fucking way. There's no way a woman says, oh, honey bear. So that happened yesterday morning. Now, we all go before Dane Cook, you and Finches and everybody else, right?
Yep.
And your wife is there, and I show her the text. Now, first, I saw you, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. There's no way you're not involved in this. And you and your wife were both like, what? No. And there was something a glimmer in her eye where I was like, she's trying her ass off, but there's no way. We're sitting there, and then like three texts start coming in at the same time. And it was, okay, Boo Bear, me and some of the girls are headed to BD Riley's. I'm passing the phone around, having people look at this thing. I'm like, can someone deconstruct this thing for me? This is a dude, right? Okay, Boo Bear. And I was like, fuck, that's it. I'm like, who is it?
Yeah.
It's definitely somebody.
You said, everyone, it's one of you guys are fucking with me.
Yeah.
Everyone put their phones on the table.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yes.
And then
I put my phone goes on the table, and I get a text.
and it's a screenshot of a text. Yes. And I was like, you motherfucker.
So a little bit of background. Our Lamps Caldwell, Todd McVeigh, whatever you want to call him.
Whatever he calls himself.
It was probably 3 weeks ago, text me. He goes, hey, send me Will's number. I want to start messing with him. I'm like, okay, here you go. So he's, you know, the whole time he's asked me for advice. He's like, what should I say? I'm like, oh, just, you know, just say that you got his phone number. And it was nice to meet him. So I was coaching him through a lot of this, except when he started doing the Boo Bear and all that stuff.
That was at the end.
Yeah. It was, you know, he's like, so pretty much he would send me screenshots. He'd be like, what do you think I should say next? And so he's like, he keeps on asking me how I know him. I go, tell him you got your number from Steve. From BD Riley's, it's gonna throw him way the fuck off. And oh man, it was so great. I wish that he didn't text that screenshot at the time, because he's like, when should I do it again? I go, hey, we're all getting together. You gotta do it while we're all together.
No. It was the boob. It was the honey bear thing.
Yeah.
Oh, honey bear. And I was like, there's no way that this isn't either fake, or this is definitely not a woman.
Yeah.
Because no one's gonna go, oh, honey bear. But
I was trying to do some deep analysis. Right after I talked to you, I'd already been Googling the phone number for like a day. I'm like, where is this? In Waco. I'm like, geez. I'm like, am I being followed by like a private investigator? Maybe my wife wants to see if I'm cheating.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to play this. I got to play this close to the vest.
Yeah. I was like.
So I was like. I was
sending that to Lamps. I'm like, he thinks it's a private investigator.
So great. So then you kept saying, why didn't you call the phone number?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I can't call a phone number. I was like, I gotta find somebody else has to call the phone number, but it maybe not even from around here. So I called my brother back in Arlington, the fire captain.
Yeah.
Or fire assistant fire chief. And I was like, hey, you guys can do reverse phone lookups, can't you?
Yeah. Because you know, the fire department.
Exactly. It's like, no. Even if we could, I'm not gonna do that. I'm like, hey, take a look at these texts, listen to the story. And I read all the texts and he's like, yeah, I gotta go. Fucking busy over here.
Yeah, I'm putting out fires.
You maniac.
I don't need to put out fires in your life.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why you wouldn't just call it. That's just what baffled me the most.
I don't know. Why didn't I? Because I didn't want to, like, I don't know. I didn't want to know. No, I wanted to know. I didn't want to get caught in this thing where now I'm getting phone calls. Like, if I call the number, then I was like, holy shit. At one point, I really thought that this person was a psycho chick. I swear I did.
What?
Yeah, I did. I was like, holy shit. I'll tell you the exact text too. Let's see. It was the one where he's like, wow. He did a good job.
Like the what
I've been waiting for a response to this, but yeah, and then I was like, oh,
that kind of girl.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that sounds something exactly like a crazy girl.
Cuz you're like, oh, this is definitely a guy. So I'm like, you got to play it like you're a girl. Stop talking like a guy. He's like, oh, I thought we were going for a guy. I'm like, no, no, no. I was like,
I thought we were going pretty gay, for a guy.
But I think it would be better if we play this off as a girl.
Yeah. I would have called him if it was a guy.
Yeah, right. He'd be like, dick pic, please.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What's your...
I almost asked for a dick pic after the revealing one. Oh. I was like, awesome.
He literally said, I think I'm going to send him a dick pic this morning. he literally...
No, he sent me... What he sent was a link to... my grandpa's heftycock.com. I have not opened it yet.
Yeah.
Because I was Don't
open that one.
I was at a kids' flag football game this morning.
Yeah.
But I'm curious.
Yeah. So you're already on my grandpa's medium-sized cock.com.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think I can take the hefty one.
No. My grandpa's heftycock.com.
Yeah. Hey, listen, hats off, Lamps. Yeah. And I'm definitely going to pull something out. Yeah. It's going to be stupid.
Yeah.
No, I'm definitely going to send a whore to his house. No, I'm going to send a hooker.
Yeah.
Hooker right to his house.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
I'm going to spread cocaine all over his car and call the cops. Ha, ha, ha. Sucker.
Yeah.
Five to seven, bitch.
Yeah. You're gonna hide files of child porn on his computer?
Exactly.
Do you know what's going to be crazy is when they find all the other files he already had on
there. Exactly. Yeah. Can you explain my grandpa's heftycock.com? Yeah. He's like, actually, that's a funny story.
No, I can do it, I swear.
I've got a witness.
Yeah.
I can help you out with that one.
Yeah. So that was a little fun time.
Oh, shit. That was 3 weeks. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Because he wasn't like he was texting like the next day.
Yeah.
He spaced that shit out.
So great.
I don't. I tell you what. Hats off for the restraint. Because if I was pulling a fucking prank like that, I would be so psyched.
Yeah. Yeah. Because usually, you know, you don't get any bites. You were like, "What's going on?
Yeah.
Please help someone. I don't know what's happening.
I kind of want it to be true.
Yeah. I hope this is sexy Bob Ross.
Maybe I'll go back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man.
We should go to BD Riley's anyway.
The game's tomorrow?
Oh, do you remember how psyched TBC's wife got last night?
Oh,
when she was like,
we are, fuck Dan Cook,
we're going to BD Riley's. When the text comes in, it's like, I'm going to BD Riley's with some of my girl. Honey, it was Boo Bear or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to BD Riley's with some of my girl. She was like, let's go. Yeah, we're let's fucking go leaving right now.
Now. She was getting, she had the Uber app up.
Yeah.
She's like, BD Riley's.
That's good shit.
Yeah, so great. Yeah, so now I need something else to keep me going.
Look at that. Lamps getting in on the trick.
Yeah.
Is he coming on the podcast?
No, he'll never come on.
Why not?
He's, you know.
He's a bitch.
Yeah, he's a little bitch.
He doesn't want to face it. He doesn't want to face the wrath.
Yeah.
face my wrath.
Yeah, he doesn't want those bony arms to wrap around him.
Exactly, and dislocate. Yeah. He'd feel too bad.
Yeah.
If he beat me up.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Speaking of porn stars, were we?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Your grandpa's hefty cock.
Yeah. Porn star Bridget the Midget could serve over 15 years in prison for stabbing her boyfriend.
It reminds me of that scene in Joker.
Does it?
Well, you know, if the door was locked after she stabbed him, she'd be trapped in there forever.
Yeah. She looks a little bit like Josh Duhamel.
What?
Look at her face. Huh. That's a man's face.
She's done some meth.
She's had some troubled times. She's had some troubled times. Adult film actress Bridget Powers is looking at jail time after being arrested for allegedly stabbing her boyfriend in the leg with a butter guilty. Oh, with a butter knife? Wow. She got some midget strength on her.
Yeah, it's like that low center of gravity power.
Exactly.
Know?
She's got a solid core.
Yeah, she used to play center.
Yeah. What? According to the Clark County, Nevada criminal complaint, Bridget, who also goes by the moniker Bridget the Midget, see, it's in writing. Hey, just read it.
That's her moniker.
Hers, not mine. I say Bridget the Little Person, is facing 3 felony charges for burglary while in possession of a deadly weapon, battery with use of a deadly weapon, constituting domestic violence, and assault with a deadly weapon. What? How can you get all 3 of those? With a butter knife.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's not a deadly weapon.
Do you think... Is her boyfriend normal size or...
What
do they call them? Tallies or... what?
Human.
Yeah.
They call him human, I think is what they call him.
Yeah, normie. Do you think he's normal size?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And that's the tallest she could get on him. Yeah. She's basically going to do one of those things where, you know those like pegboards?
Yeah.
Like in Vision Quest?
Yeah.
That's what she's going to do. Try to get up to his neck.
Yeah,
but the guy is pretty quick.
Yeah. Honestly, okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like an asshole here.
Let's get real. No, that's okay.
You know what I mean?
Go for it.
You could punt her across the room,
okay? Definitely could. Yeah. Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah.
He's like, ouch.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't get me with the butter knife.
Yeah, she's not exactly a rocket scientist either.
Yeah, yeah.
A butter knife.
How much money do you think she's got?
$4.
What is Bridget the Midget's net worth?
What'd you get?
List of people with dwarfism.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Top 10 little people.
Top 10 little people. Is Bridget the Midget on there?
Yeah.
Is she before or after Dinklage?
Oh, man. No, she's number 10.
No, she's not.
Yeah, number 10.
Top 10 little people ever. She's 10.
She's 10, so it's going.
Okay, who's one? Wait. Herbie Village says it's got to be. I'm going to name top 3.
Okay.
In any order. Dinklage for sure. Hervé Villechaize. And Vern Troyer. Vern Troyer. Top 3. All time. Where are you going? Are you with me?
I'm trying, dude.
It's
not like just giving me numbers now.
Oh.
It started with 10 and then it went down to 5.
Your Wi-Fi sucks.
Where's your house?
Oh, whoops. My Wi-Fi sucks. I changed to Sprint. Sprint? Can suck my your big left one.
Ooh.
You can't like search for something and stream something
Dinklage
at the same time.
Is 4.
No.
Yes.
Wait. All right. How many do I have at least? Do I have at least the other 2 in the top 3?
Yes.
Vern Troyer.
Yep.
Hervé Villechaize.
Wow. Hervé Villechaize is not there.
Now, should I know the other 2 names? So Dinklage and Vern Troyer are in the top 4. Should I know the other 2?
You won't know his name, but you'll know who it is.
Give me a hint.
He's black.
Wait. Oh. My mind's playing tricks on me. Oh, what's his nickname?
It's not him.
Little Black Boots.
Puss in Boots?
Yeah.
No, Tony Cox. The black dwarf from Bad Santa.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Yep. Got it.
And then number 1 is Warwick Davis.
No way.
Yeah,
the guy from, like, Labyrinth?
Willow. Yeah. And, you know, he's like R2-D2.
Bushwick Bill. Where's Bushwick Bill?
Oh,
he is? That guy's
yeah.
Was R2-D2?
Yeah.
Where's Bushwick Bill?
Verontoria was number three. Oh, excuse me, number two.
Yeah.
I can't believe Dinklage wasn't number one.
That's nuts.
Oh, you know what?
When was this done?
C-3PO or R2-D2 is not him. It's Kenny Baker. I'm sizist. Danny Woodburn.
Danny Woodrow?
Danny Woodburn. He was in, what movie is that? Where he,
Oh, yeah. He's a jerk. He's a jerk in those movies.
Let's see. Matt Roloff is on there.
Matt Roloff.
The dude.
Roll off the side of the bed.
Yeah, Wee Man is number 9 and Bridget the Midget's 10.
Wee Man.
Yeah, so.
Forgot about Wee Man.
Hervé Villechaize isn't on there.
What about, who's that little,
Bushwick Bill isn't on there.
Bushwick Bill is a huge oversight. I think he died of like diabetes or something, didn't he? He
got the diabetes?
He got, that guy got.
Man, he had mad beats. And then
diabetes. Mad beats. No, who's the new, Brad Williams?
Yeah, yeah.
But not the tall Brad Williams, who's black. I mean the
short. Brad Garrett.
Not Brad Garrett. There was a Brad Williams in the NBA. Are you psyched that the NBA season's starting again?
I was trying to do a Brad Garrett impersonation, but I couldn't.
Raymond.
I could only think of Deborah. Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond.
That's awesome. That's your one.
That's fine. That's yeah, it.
That's
I got
your
it.
One. Yeah,
I got it. Hashtag nailed it.
It was good.
Raymond. All right. What do you think the odds are that I'm going to look up Bridget the Midget tonight on the LPO?
120%.
About 100%.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to stick with it.
You might. You might.
No. I don't think so. No. Can't do it.
I think you'll be
it's
surprised.
Those little sausage fingers. I can't handle it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got those.
I don't think I can do it.
I got those.
I know. That's why I can't watch you having sex either.
I mean, you have.
Holy shit.
What?
I have a story to tell you that I can't even. It's so bad I can't even tell you on this thing.
Really?
Yes. It's a really good story.
Wow.
Yeah, tune in next week when I say it by accident. yeah, there's no way. I couldn't. What do you think the other porn things are that I could not handle? Start rattling them off.
Porn things you couldn't handle.
Yeah, like stuff. I'm into some weird stuff. So name a couple of different
old people.
Old people for sure.
Yeah. Maybe like, what about snuff? Did you do snuff?
Yeah, no, I can't do that. But here, let's, we stumbled upon an interesting thing. How old is too old?
Oh.
Because there is a line where you're like mature or MILF.
Yeah.
Those two blend in with each other. Mature can be a little too old. I think it's MILF. That's the.
Yeah, I think.
I wonder if my bar is going to raise as I get older.
I don't think so.
Because I can't look at, like, I don't know, like 20-year-olds, nothing. Doesn't do it for me at all. I don't want it. I don't want it, 20-year-olds. I don't
Stop
want it, Lance
asking.
Caldwell. Yeah.
Stop asking.
There's years. Another one. When he first texted, I think he spelled Wen, W-E-N, and
yeah.
threw a U in there. I'm like, how old is this chick? This could be Dateline Entrapment type of shit here. This girl might be 12.
Yeah.
Thought it was that little girl who started coming over and giving us like
the pictures. Yeah. Yeah. She was a terrible artist.
Yeah. Good kiss her, though.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, so old people, that's weird. What about, like, do you know what I don't like is the sleep or, like, the person is drugged?
Drug, no. Sleep?
Yeah.
Sleep?
What?
Yeah.
But do they wake up during it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's not sleep then. I mean, like.
Oh, no. Yeah, rape. You mean rape.
Oh, wait a minute. No, because they scream and yell and say stop during rape porn, right?
I don't know.
I guess it was.
I don't
be
know because that's something I don't.
No, I agree. That would still be considered rape. But if
you
did that to someone.
You know which ones I actually stumbled upon? Interesting. You should bring that up. I stumbled upon the ones which are, they think it's the husband, but it turns out to be another lady.
Oh yeah.
Like,
Whoa.
Hey, I didn't know I was. Oh.
Hey, don't.
Hey.
Don't yeah. stop.
Yeah. I got, that was a rabbit hole I got into after it was like stepson.
Yeah.
You know, Thought it was the husband. Turns out it's the stepson. I was like, can't you tell the difference?
And then it turned into the stepdaughter, and that's when it
went that way. Then I found one of those, and I was like, yeah, there you go. That'll do it. Yep.
And you're like, where's the dick? I need the dick so I can finish, too.
That's right. Yeah. A little something for everybody around here.
Time this thing right. We need to come together.
A little something for daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's bro down.
Are we in the... We're in the bone zone over here. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Oh, man. That's good times.
It's not. It's horrible times.
What kind of candy are you going to give out for Halloween?
We got like a 400 pack. It's got Twix and Snickers and Milky Ways.
Nice. You didn't go like Sweet Tarts or anything, did you?
No.
That's a ripoff.
I enjoy Sweet Tart.
No, you don't.
Okay. It's all right.
You do not.
I do. I enjoy Sweet Tart. I like Sweet Tarts better than Smarties. Is that what you meant, Smarties?
No.
Oh, you meant Sweet Tarts?
No, I meant Sweet Tarts. You know like how you get that the value pack?
The little
the huge fan, and there's two Sweet Tarts in there, and you're just
two
like...
two Sweet Tarts, and then like fucking like the shitty everlasting gobstoppers.
Thank you. Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, no one wants
Nobody wants that pack. But Smarties are good.
I mean, you live in a kind of a upper-class neighborhood. Any full-size candy bar houses around here?
No. Haven't run into those.
Yeah.
You know what? I think in the dawn of social media... That would get out like in a heartbeat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really?
People would be like, hey.
Your kids would be texting each
other. Yeah, because it was always the next day where you'd be like,
did you go by the... Yeah.
Fucking Nelsons were giving out full Snickers bars.
I got fucking a Baby Ruth the size of your dick.
I wish I had a Baby Ruth the size of your dick. What?
You do.
Say that again.
You mean your dick... you wish your dick was the size of Baby Ruth?
Yeah.
That's what you meant to say.
You know what I used to love?
Do you know what you said instead?
What did I say?
You said you wanted my dick. That's pretty much what you said. You said, I want your dick, baby.
Yeah, Ruth.
Ruth. Hey, Ruth.
Baby Ruth has a... Charleston Chew. What do you think about the Charleston Chew? Remember that thing?
I would, yeah.
That's my favorite.
What, did you ever put in the freezer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd break your fucking teeth off, bitch.
Teeth, yeah.
That Butterfinger in the freezer, too, would do it.
Better not lay a finger.
On my Butterfinger. The Charleston Chew was the best because it was long. And it took a long time to eat it.
Phallic foods.
Yeah, man. What are you?
Phallic foods
with fatty.
Will.
With fatty. Fatty. Will. Fatty Will.
I'm pretty sure I'd be the fatty.
No.
Again,
the moped picture. It's up online. Go search for it at @sodumb_podcast. There's a picture of the old Wilster on a moped.
You're a sack of skin hanging off of some bones right now.
Right now.
What is your go-to? Like, if you, how often do you eat candy?
I pound Nestle's Bits every single night.
Nestle's Bits?
Yeah, like chocolate chips, little chocolate chips.
Like, oh. Like
the kids like chocolate chip pancakes.
Yeah.
So we have a whole bag of them. And I just get like I probably eat 8 ounces of them a night.
Really?
Yeah, I got to stop doing
that. There's only 16 ounces in a bag, isn't there?
Yeah. And then we got to go get another bag. Huh. The other thing I do is peanut butter and Nutella. But when I say Nutella, I mean like a quarter of a thing of Nutella. I'm gross. I need to like pull back.
I can't do the, like, if I make my kids a Nutella, you know, something with Nutella on it, I'll lick the knife, but I can't do a big glob of it.
Oh, it's good.
It's too thick.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's too thick.
Yeah.
And then I put a scoop of peanut butter in there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
And you just mix that and eat it with nothing else?
Yeah, that's it.
You're fucking gross.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems weird to me.
What's your go-to candy, you prick?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is always going to be, that's the number one candy it's got to be, right?
Yeah, it's good.
I like a peanut M&M.
Peanut M&Ms are really good.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
That's a great call. Do you like the Reese's, I like the minis too. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup minis.
Yep.
Oh, like the Trader Joe's version.
Really? Nah.
Dark chocolate. Makes me feel like a.
Oh. A little something extra?
I was going to say feminine, but it's not what I mean.
Yeah. Makes you feel fancy.
Astute. Classy. I can't think of the name.
Yeah.
A feat?
Those are attached to my ankles. A feats.
Yeah.
No, I think I gotta assume that's the number one candy.
How do you eat the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
I eat the peanut butter first.
Do you poke your finger through it?
No.
I take the peanut butter cup, right? I work it, and I poke it. I don't want to break the outer circle.
Yeah.
Because I really do rim job it.
Every time?
Every single time. Yeah.
You're a fucking wacko. I mean, when I was a kid, maybe I'd done that once or twice.
Sociopath.
Yeah, that is. Do you hollow it out and then try to stick your dick inside the hole?
I do stick my tongue in it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me. Hello.
Have you seen my baseball?
There's light brown poop in here. Have you seen my baseball?
What?
Oh, well, we went to the UT game last weekend.
Who did?
A couple of kids. I did. Huh. It was a Kansas game, and it was a very close game up until the very end, in the last 5 minutes when we left, and then it became a really good game.
Of course.
We did silent disco for whatever reason outside. That's not the point. The point is they put three kids from The Sandlot, the movie The Sandlot.
I saw that picture, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little redheaded fuck.
Yeah, the chubby redheaded with the curly hair?
Yeah. The main character.
Yeah.
And then the kid with the glasses.
Yeah.
Nerdsworth. Whatever his name was. Those kids have done nothing since then. The main character kid, I think he had a couple of... What roles was he in? Name them. What else did he... Don't say Flight of the Navigator.
No, was he in... Was he in Stand By Me?
Was no.
The, who was the main character in Stand By Me?
The kid Star Will Trek. Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
Will Wheaton?
Let's go Sandlot.
I think the fat kid had the best career out of all of them.
The redhead?
Yeah.
What else was he in?
He was in The Sandlot 2, Return of the Monster Dog.
Return of the Pubic Hair?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm getting so old.
Yeah. No, he was in Little Rascals.
What? You just burp?
He was in Little Rascals.
Oh, there was The Sandlot, too. 2005.
Yeah. Not good. When did The Sandlot come out?
1993.
Hmm.
That was when I graduated from high school.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
What do you mean, no way?
Oh, my God.
That's the fucking way. Scotty Smalls, was that his name?
Yeah. No, that's the kid with the glasses. The one who made out with the swim teacher?
Boy, he looks like a...
The one who made out with Patty Peppercorn?
You're killing me, Smalls. Yeah, that kid.
Yeah.
Wait a second. All right. I'm going to scroll through. He's been in some shit. He was in CSI Miami back in 2002.
Oh, damn.
He was Tom Geary. You may remember him as Tom Geary. He wasn't in anything. Hang on. Where's this? IMDb is very hard to follow.
It is if you suck at it. Yeah.
It's true. This is why I like Bing. Very easy to operate.
Yeah. Great operating system.
Hey, maybe he wasn't. All right. Search engine. Oh, he's in Mystic River.
Oh, yeah. He was the dead body.
No.
Inside the water.
No. He was he was the brother.
Which one we talking about?
Remember the deaf brother who ended up being the one who killed... He was the one who killed the girl. He was the boyfriend of the girl who got killed.
Oh.
And the deaf brother, he had a deaf brother, and the deaf brother ended up killing the girl.
Most deaf.
I'm pretty good at telling stories. It just as an aside, just as a story, I'm pretty good at telling stories. He was in Black Hawk Down. That's right. He was. Hey, he's done
Which
all right
one is
for
this?
Himself.
The redhead?
Smalls. No, oh. Not the redhead.
Who was? Yeah.
Here, let me go back and get the redhead. You want to see what the redhead's been?
I bet you he's been in more hits.
No, no way. No, I recognize that cat. I wonder who was in The Sandlot too. Did you feel like you associated with the redhead? You're like, hey.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why would you?
Because I went through some fucking Shred City days.
You did.
Where I wasn't a big old fatty.
I'm sorry, that came out like a statement. Sorry. Yeah. You did? All right, he was in The Sandlot. He was in Son-in-Law.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, see?
He was Zach Warner in Son-in-Law. He's been in Glow. His name is Cupcake in that. Have you seen that show?
Glow? The first season, yeah.
Really? Did you like it?
Meh.
What other shows have you seen recently that suck? That you think are good, but I would think suck?
Oh, you brought up Watchmen. So I watched the first episode.
It was good, right?
It was good. I don't know if I'm behind that leading lady or not.
Regina King?
Yeah.
Is it because she's black?
No. I don't care about her skin color.
Oh.
I don't believe her as a badass, like beating up people.
No way. Really? Yeah. I thought she was fucking awesome.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it was good. I liked it. She got a nice little tough walk. She's kicking some fucking ass.
Yeah. She's beating up some fucking. Yeah. So, I don't know. Did you ever read those comics or anything? Do you have anything to do with those comics?
Yeah.
You did?
Some of them, yeah. Oh. But so, this has nothing to do okay, with this is say, totally different.
Because Rorschach was a character in the
yeah,
other,
yeah,
right?
yeah. Not and
a,
he was
on a movement.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And then the dude, you saw the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the old guy in the mansion
mm-hmm.
who had his birthday.
Yeah.
He is the guy who was the villain in the movie, right? The younger guy who like planned everything.
What?
Yeah, in the movie.
Don Johnson?
What? No, what?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the guy who had the birthday cake. He's got like the two, he got the watch, and they're all saying TikTok. The
other yeah, person. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
I think
yeah.
he's the young guy in the movie who like plotted that whole
oh, really? Thing
to, yeah. Pretty sure that's who he is.
Yeah, that I'll thing have to IMDb that too.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah, that's good. You. Don Johnson is a
Don Johnson.
He's a shitty actor at some How points. Dare you? He was okay at some points, but then some points not so good.
Do you know what he's awesome in and I just watched in
Django
Machete.
Machete.
Machete. Have you seen Machete in a while?
Uh-uh.
Have you ever seen Machete?
Is Salma Hayek in it?
No.
Then probably not.
You're thinking of yeah,
every other. Yeah.
No, Machete, he the main villain in Machete is fucking Steven Seagal. And he is awesome in this movie.
Seagal?
Seagal is fucking awesome in this movie.
I thought we were talking about Don Johnson.
Don Johnson is also in it, and he's pretty yeah. good in this.
Really?
Yeah. He plays like a ranch owner who kills Mexicans, hates Mexicans. Robert De Niro's in it, hates Mexicans. It's fucking hilarious.
Wait a second. Don Johnson played a ranch owner that hates Mexicans
yep.
in Machete. And then in Django Unchained, he plays a ranch owner that owns slaves.
Yeah.
He was pretty good in that movie.
Yeah.
Django Unchained is a fucking good movie.
Yeah. It's a good movie. The best part of that movie is the Jonah Hill scene. Was yeah. like, My wife made these. You guys are assholes. I'm going home.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. That made me happy.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Boy, that guy slingshots between 280 and 580, doesn't he?
Yeah. Man, he's... I know where you're at, brother. I feel
dude, you don't look anything like that guy.
He looks way better than me.
Yeah, he looks way better than you. Yeah, he's got dick. Much better hair.
What?
No, you look like you have muscle on you. That guy does not look like yeah, he has
I'll fake it.
Anything underneath there.
Oh, let me flex more while you stare at me.
Oh, yeah. I played next to Brad Pitt in Moneyball.
Yeah.
That was a good movie, too. Except for Brad Moneyball. Pitt. Yeah, I like that.
You're not a big Brad Pitt fan, huh?
Mm-mm. Name the good ones. Fight Club. Monkey Shines.
Thelma and Louise.
12 Monkey Monkeys.
Shines.
12 Monkeys, sorry, not Monkey Shines.
Yeah. Snatch.
Memento. He was good. Favorite. He was the lead in Memento.
He was.
Good.
He had all those tattoos in that one,
yep.
too.
Yep.
Man. He's in all the tattoo movies.
Yep.
This
isn't working out for me. I can't open nope. this thing.
So, no, Snatch, he's great in.
How about
Yeah,
that's the only accent that guy can do. Gibberish.
That's all he needs.
Yeah.
What do you got? He fucking nails it. So, yeah, it is the same guy.
Can you possibly drink that beer slower?
Listen.
All right. Tell me about this Halloween party you went to again today. This kid's Halloween party.
Okay.
Because there's a literally unbelievable part of this story. Go.
Okay. You wait in line.
Unbelievable.
And they check your ID.
Yep.
And they give you a wristband that has little tickets on it. Five right. tickets.
Rewind a little bit. It's a kid's Halloween party.
It is. It's called a Boo and Booze or something like that.
It was?
Yeah.
All right.
It's
an outdoor kid's Halloween
outdoor,
party.
No.
At a strip mall.
So pretty much it's at the strip mall. Mm-hmm. And each of the stores, like they'll put up a sign with a little pumpkin on it. If they yeah. have that sign up, they're giving away candy to kids.
That's right.
So all these kids are dressed up. They're going into all these stores.
Spencer Gifts.
Getting candy.
Yeah.
No, these are all like ritzy place, like Ooh. Fancy olive oils and shit.
That's right. It's right near my house.
Spices.
Ooh.
So they can go to all those things. And then you wait in line. You go to like this little park that's down the road a little bit.
Sure.
And you go in there and there's tents set up. There's Metro mm-hmm. PCS. There's like John's Workout Hut. There's Dan's Dental and Carl's Jr.
Sure. Burner phones and yes, fast food.
Exactly. Versions. So you all go, right, you know, as you go to each one of those, they're giving out candy to kids, and then they're like handing you business cards and shit too. But they have a DJ playing music. They have like two people on stilts.
Yeah.
One very attractive lady with big hands on stilts.
Okay.
And then you go up, and if you're over 21, they give you a wristband.
Yep.
And on it is 5 tickets.
Yep.
And they have 2 beer tents. You go to the beer tent, and you give them one of the tickets, and you get a beer.
What kind of beer?
They had like Live Oak Half. They had Pecan Porter. They had Pearl Snap.
But you don't have to pay for this.
You didn't have to pay a dime.
You could get five free Pearl Snaps. How is possible? How many people were there?
Probably 300.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How do I not know about this thing?
I don't know. It's right down the street.
I know.
I told you about it.
You did call me, but you didn't say 5 free beers.
I didn't know it was 5 free beers.
Until you got there, in which case you could have texted, and it's right down the street in my fucking house.
It's 5 free beers, quick, you cheap prick.
I wonder if, like, all the guys, because there's a lot of homeless people living under bridges near there.
That's true. Like, literally across the street.
Surprised that they didn't just show up. Like, hey, party time.
Yeah.
Do you have to have kids?
Nope.
Yeah, see? How can you say, so how can you legally turn away a homeless guy?
I mean.
You couldn't, right?
I could. But hey, hey.
You could. Hey, homeless guy.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here. Go back to your bridge, you fucking loser.
I hear they're cleaning the streets, though.
Yeah.
Governor Abbott.
They're throwing homeless people in there and taking a street sweeper to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be the best.
They have portable showers set up.
Yeah. I hope
so. Cleaning the homeless.
Yeah. Get them some job interviews. Yeah. Maybe at Luby's.
Yeah, Luby's.
There was a guy trying to convince me to go to Luby's today. I said, you can't convince me hard enough. Get away from me.
I've never been into a Luby's, and I hope I never have to.
Never. He's like, no, it's not that bad. It's like cafeteria style. It's like, I've never known a cafeteria to have good food.
Yeah.
He's like, I never said they had good food. He said,
it's a style of food.
He said, and I quote, my father-in-law got the blackened tilapia, and it wasn't that bad. I was like, in a cafeteria?
Yeah.
Mass-produced blackened tilapia.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass. Yeah. It's a hard pass over here from the kid.
I mean, the black is spray paint, but exactly. You know, it's still blackened.
It's washable Crayola.
Yeah, it's Rust-Oleum.
It sparkles on it.
Yeah. It's a matte black finish.
Isn't this the rubber you put on your garage floor when you're trying to finish it?
This is epoxy.
Oh, it's so dumb.
This is so dumb.
So dumb.
You're dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
What song are we singing?
Raymond.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.